1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The jury in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial asking to rehear testimony from both David Pecker and Michael Cohen. Pecker, the former editor of the National Enquirer, and Cohen, Trump's former fixer. Here's ABC News Chief Legal Analyst Dan Abrams.
This is where prosecutors want them to start, right? This is where prosecutors say the plan was hatched. In 2015 at Trump Tower with David Pecker and Michael Cohen and Donald Trump all there talking about how they're going to look out, how David Pecker's going to be the eyes and ears looking out for any negative stories about Donald Trump, potentially to help him politically.
Further stifling dissent, 14 pro-democracy activists have been convicted in Hong Kong's biggest national security case. They all took part in demonstrations throughout 2019. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in the Czech Republic highlighting NATO support for Ukraine against the Russian invasion. The Czech Republic was the first country to send heavy weapons to Ukraine. This is ABC News. Ukraine and Russia each saying they shot down several missiles fired by the other overnight. No word on any injuries. American Airlines missing the boat on business travel. The company's CEO now says changes it made during the pandemic to the ways that businesses would book flights have backfired. While the other airlines saw roughly 14% bump in corporate travel in the first quarter, American says it did not see the same boost. Some science fiction may be getting closer to science fact.
Researchers are developing bandages filled with tiny sensors, which can now detect how a wound is healing. Some smart bandages will even allow doctors to remotely dispense treatments. Researchers say it would be a game changer for people with diabetes, which often stalls wound healing. Many smart bandages have shown promising results in lab tests, but they're still years from hitting the market.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Human testing on the bandages could take at least a year and a half. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. This summer could be the hottest in history. The National Weather Service predicts Wisconsin will see temperatures anywhere from 33 to 50% higher than normal in the months of June, July, and August. 2023 was the hottest year since 1850. Early signs of a record-breaking summer showed up last June when temperatures were around 2.7 degrees hotter than average multiple days in a row. We could see more temperature records fall in the coming months. More bad news on the weather front. Wisconsin's severe storm season is just beginning. Last year, 21 total tornadoes touched down in Wisconsin. This year, the tornado count is already 22 before the end of May. If a tornado is near, move to the basement or a room with few doors and windows. If you are outside, find a low, flat location and watch out for flying debris. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers clocked the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was a big night for the Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins, with unbelievable catches in center field and making a difference at the plate.
And a home run saving catch in the top of this frame. In the air, left center field, got some carry. Half at the wall, it's gone! Blake Perkins, have a night! Two-run home run for Perkins.
Brian Anderson, Valley Sports, Wisconsin. Final score, the Brewers 10, the Cubs 6. Perkins and the crew defense making big plays. Manager Pat Murphy.
One would have been grand slam. I mean, you're talking 9 runs that you save. Oh, wait a minute. By the way, you made 3 unbelievable catches, saved those runs. And, by the way, homer. game to remember.
NFL. At the Packers OTAs, defensive back Jaire Alexander says he's determined to be more of a team player.
Just going into year seven, I'm trying not to make as much as about myself and, just do what's best for the team.
That's Jaire Alexander with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 77. A few scattered showers possible on Saturday with a high near 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we learn about Riverside Rhythms coming to downtown Waukesha in hour number two. A new GOP coloring book should be fascinating conversation. Join us.
Matt and Air on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Thankfully, hour two of my own demand. We have one of our very special guests, a gentleman that we absolutely enjoy coming in here, Ace Champion.
You know it.
And he's got a concert taking place tonight. Now, I don't know this venue. It's called At the Tracks. It's part of the Tarleton Theater, but this is located at 713 South Broadway.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, now there's something here that I never known before.
Uh-oh.
Because Todd does an amazing job of giving us prep stuff. Amazing. In fact, Todd was responsible for that. He was responsible for the whole bean trivia competition.
Yeah, he put together that bean trivia.
He doesn't even have his mic on. Hey, no!
Don't do it.
But I did not know. Okay, I'm reading this right here. Ace Champion, also known as Good Buffalo.
Yes, sir.
I did not know that before.
Yeah, that stemmed. So, ironically, I was demoing Buffalo in Oneida, and I met a chief from the Las Vegas tribe.
Okay.
And when I started playing my flutes, I'm like, man, something was calling on me that I needed a name. And he went into meditation for a couple of 2 days, and he came back, and he said, Good Buffalo.
Wow.
Yeah, and at first I was like, man, I wanted to be like Good Wolf or Good Tiger.
Yeah.
But they said the buffalo is the one who kind of just puts their head down and just plows through whatever obstacles come their way. And I'm like,
I love it.
That's
because you have him do one for me.
Yeah. Okay. For sure. Hey, we should have him do one for the mayor too.
Yeah. Todd, can we do a trivia thing? Give us our Native American names.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
Prize package for the best winners, the mayor and Mino for the best ones.
I love it.
Okay, but I'm not going to take Good Buffalo because he's got that now.
No, I know a lot of people take my name,
think
right
that. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to do that. Now, tonight, you've got, I'm just going to read this, okay?
Sure.
Ancient Native tree flute music, handpan. I cannot pronounce the next one. DJ.
Djembe.
The djembe.
It's African drum.
Okay, and the steel tongue drums.
Yeah, Australian drum.
Man,
yes, sir.
How do you know so many instruments from around the world?
I just got obsessed with it. You know, I started off with the Native American flutes, and then I would listen for inspiration because I don't read sheet music. And I'd hear all these different ones. So when I did my research, I realized every single culture in the world had either some type of drum or some type of flute. So it's definitely a global music that I'm playing.
You know what I'm fascinated by? I was just reading an article, and the guy that started up the Eagles, Randy Meisner, then he got kicked out of the group. But anyway, he was talking about, he didn't know how to read music. How do you guys get to be so good and not know how to read? And I, of course, don't know. I wouldn't have a clue. But I would just assume you would have to be able to read it to follow
it. It is amazing the number of people who, especially pianists, that just don't, they play by ear. I agree with him. And I think learning music, it's a different language. And I think it's hard to learn, but once you learn it, it's kind of easy because it all makes sense. But yeah, these people, I've got some friends of mine and some uncles they're great. But they just sit down and play. It's like, that is a gift.
Yeah. And it's no harder reading sheet music than it is learning to play on your own. And to me, you're more connected to the music,
right?
You know, and it starts off, you don't really know what beats, but the more you just play, you start to develop little patterns and rhythms, and then muscle memory kicks in, and all of a sudden you're playing your own song.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
And you really understand what chords go together, and you just
hell no. I don't know. I play by the heart, not by the mind.
Well, maybe not.
No, wow. I mean, I know the basic. I know my first concert, I had no idea what music theory was, so I would be playing a flute in the key of D, and my backtrack would be in the key of F, so I was clashing. So I did have to learn some type of music theory to do that, but when I'm playing the music, I don't know if I'm hitting an A or a B or a C. I just know what goes well together.
And I took music theory in college, and this guy's so far ahead of me.
I learned that off the internet.
Wow. Hey, amazing. This venue you're playing at tonight is on Broadway. Yes. I mean, which is great because there's always Broadway. I mean, there's the unique restaurants. There's, you know, Tarleton, of course, is on Broadway, and Walnut.
I love Broadway.
But
I really do. I think when I walk, I feel like I'm in a little section of New York or something.
Right. Yeah. And if you head down south on Broadway, you know, as soon as you get under the Mason Street Bridge, you're on the left-hand side. And the interior of that is going to be great for a venue like yours. So 713 South Broadway.
Yes.
A lot of parking. And have you played there before?
I've never. I mean, this is one of Tarleton Theater's new theaters. So, you know, obviously I played at the Tarleton twice, and I was scheduled to play here this time, but we're going to be trying the tracks this time. So I'm excited. I think it's a smaller, more intimate venue, and which I think is perfect for what I'm trying
to do. Absolutely. So, yeah. And here's the other part I just want to bring. When I mentioned all the different instruments, okay, and the reason for that will be to bring your, I'm just going to read this, bring your mind to a relaxing, meditative state to promote full body relaxation. Sit or lay back to the calming, meditative sounds of ancient native flutes from around the world.
Yes.
And I've attended your, and it's great how you really connect with the body. You can feel that, you know, are you serving any of your great food here, or is this just the music?
No, okay. Just the music.
Well, whatever.
Just the music.
But it was just great after we
ate. They have a food truck there, though.
Okay, but after we ate, just to sit and really take in that music. Is your wife coming to play as well?
She'll be coming a little later.
All right, with the
singing bowls.
The singing bowls.
Crystal singing bowls. Yeah.
And you guys, that harmony you put together, and you can really feel that in you.
Yeah.
This is so unique. Yeah. Does anybody else in the Midwest do what you
do? No, that's why I'm the only Cajun chef in the Midwest.
Yeah.
I like to set the trends, not to follow them.
This is amazing.
Yeah, and it's especially on Broadway, you kind of look for something a little different, right? This isn't the movie theater. This isn't a canned concert.
Not a rock band. Not a country
and you
band.
Interact with the audience too, which I think is really cool.
I do. I made the investment and got a wireless mic so I can kind of walk around in the crowd. And you know, it's crazy because sometimes you'll see some emotional releases. Like you'll actually see some people crying. You know, I remember the last concert, and I have the option to really go and just sit right next to that person and just serenade them. I mean that, and then they come up to me and they hug me and they're like, "Man, I am changed." And I'm like, "Wow, all that just from playing some music."
That's fantastic.
And when you talk about their different music, different keys will help different parts of the body.
Yes,
and I think that's pretty cool. How this is really. You know, your heart, your intestine, all that stuff you kind of go through. And you can feel that when you're sitting there. And people need to get into it to really enjoy it, right?
Yes.
And it's easy to do because you're very comforting and you explain what you're doing. And it's going
to
be.
They have to accept it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, music is great. I mean, it music gives everyone an emotion, whether it be a crying or getting crunk and everything like that. But if you can figure out the science behind what you're playing and dictate that to a person, then you can kind of control how you want that person to feel.
Wow. And this isn't anything you came up with. I mean, this is pretty old
stuff. Oh, no, this is old. Even older than you.
Well, thanks.
How many times does it go, Ace?
I have a Pueblo flute called an Anasazi that goes back 10,000 years. So we're looking at 6,000 BC. Most of the flutes are at least 4,000 or 5,000 years beyond AC.
Unbelievable.
That. Yeah, they're very ancient. They're very, especially in China, they really, really go back. And that's why it's so connected, because it's like you hear them and you almost feel like, man, I feel like I've heard this before. Somebody's ancestors have heard that before. So by playing the different variety of flutes, Asian and then Indian and then African, whoever's in the crowd, someone's going to resonate with one of those flutes sooner or later.
One thing that is interesting, I have to ask you about this. I mean, you're so fascinated in Asian and all the different things. What about, I mean, you were born and raised in an area that had so much of its heritage from other places all settled there.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
What type of music did you take from that?
So I originally thought that jazz was going to be embedded in me, you know, and I did buy a clarinet, which I absolutely love. And I realized a lot of these instruments, if you just slow them down, you can really appreciate it. Because, you know, you hear it in the orchestra, so fast. But if you just slow it down and put emphasis on each note, it's going to sound great. I also have some South African stuff. The Indian part, I play the Indian Banzari. So, you know, the French, South African, Spanish, all those cultures that I cook with, I play flutes.
Oh, you do?
But they're all different. You know what I mean?
That's awesome, man.
They're
that's
all different.
Cool.
Yeah.
So we're here.
Why don't we have any
talent? Why don't we have any talent? Period. We'll just call it what it is.
You do. Okay. You booked me, man. Yeah. That's a talent.
No, Todd did that.
Todd did do that. Yeah. So never mind.
But Ace Champion, you are bringing something so unique to this area, and I think people will go, and then they'll tell their friends and go again. I think you're really onto something, and the fact that it's from, you know, 1,000 years ago. But we talked about one time on this show just the whole acupuncture. I mean, there's some things that were very old that it's okay to bring them back because they work for some people and sometimes a lot of people.
It's all ancient holistic medicine. Right. And in a way, even the modern medicine is doing it in a way. They're just kind of repackaging it. Because if you go over to Asia or China or India, they're still practicing this.
Right.
There's still people that when you have mental disorders, you go and they do music therapy, they do acupressure, acupuncture,
right,
all of it. And then if none of that works, then they'll go into the surgery.
Well, I'll be honest with you on one thing. When you're talking about some of the meditation part of it and really calming people down, there were some guys that struggled and possibly do still struggle with post-traumatic stress.
Oh, excellent.
And this seems like the perfect thing for them.
Well, see, because the science behind it is your cells are trying to mimic the vibrations and the frequencies that are being played. So if you play the vibrations from the instruments in a certain frequency, the cells have no choice but to react. It's nature. So if I can calm your cells in your body has to follow what the cells are doing.
Wow.
So that's kind of
I would love to have you do a thing for some of my post-traumatic stress guys.
Oh, yeah. I would
really
love to.
Would.
I have actually reached out to a few organizations that suffer from.
Well, I've got a gentleman coming in, John Kaler, or Veteran Spotlight. He runs a whole big veterans organization with all the different veteran service organizations in Northeast Wisconsin. And I'm gonna talk to him. And maybe he's listening right now. I'm going to talk to him about this.
Oh, yeah. I would love to do it.
Awesome.
So that full body relaxation, you come to your event. Do you do home visits, you do house parties, like
what? I do. I do private in-home things. I do public, kind of sound experiences that aren't really set up like a concert. I just did the yoga series with Bay Area Yoga that you guys had on your show with Kat.
Absolutely.
Yep, and that was a 7-week series, you know, so I'm kind of open book. You
that's
know?
Awesome.
Hey, nice. Whatever you want.
And you still cook.
It can happen. And I
are you going to do anything for the draft? Did you go to that big meeting? We were supposed to go to that meeting, Jim.
No, I get the inside.
But all the vendors.
He's like, all right.
Put me up on the
inside after, Jim. Yeah, we'll talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was even Wendy from the city of Green Bay. She had me.
Okay.
Wanted me to go there.
Yeah. You can try to be a part of it, though, when the draft comes?
I'll try to. You know, I mean, I'm so busy. Do I need it? Will it be a good opportunity? Yeah, but, you know, we'll see.
Can you stick around?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Senator Craig Brace, good Buffalo, Ace Champion. Do we get any suggestions on me or the mayor, our Native American names yet? Yeah. Nothing? Nothing you can print?
Nothing he can put on.
Nothing
you
can put on? All right. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show. I'm Shannon Alberts, president of Security Libkey Roofing, and I'm excited to announce it's our 90th anniversary. You don't stay in business this long without taking great care of customers, using quality products, having excellent workmanship, and on top of all of that, a clean guarantee. Thank you, Northeast Wisconsin, for allowing us to protect tens of thousands of homes and businesses for the last 90 years. When you're looking for a local, high-quality contractor with a 90-year history, give us a call. And remember,
people you know, call 920-ROOFING.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here with one of our all-time favorite guests, Ace Champion.
In the house.
In the house. Talk about a great event he has coming on tonight at the Tracks at 713 South Broadway. And again, we're talking about how he's a master chef.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable with music.
Well, thanks for the master part. I'll
he's a phenomenal football player.
I know.
It's like,
I know. This is where we go home and drink.
Yeah. So, yeah. My friend, you're going to play a little something for us?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But before we do, tonight, this event, the doors open at 6. What is the cost tonight?
You know? It's only $10.
Okay,
you
know, cool.
I try and keep it as cheap as possible for the most people. And if you're struggling and you can't scrounge up $10, come anyway. Let them know Ace said it was okay.
And by the way, remember we had that word earlier? Something about the beans and yada, yada, yada. That would be an amulet that he's wearing, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. This is a crystal, coarse crystal.
Okay.
But those are made out of amulets. So, crystals hold energy properties too as well.
There you go.
They do.
All things come around, circle around here, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you're in charge. All right, Ace, what do you got?
You're right. Oh, yeah. So I just bought two Asian flutes. The one right here is called a Chinese Shao. So this one goes back, I want to say about 6,000 years ago. From South China. And then the other one I have is called a Japanese shakuhachi. So this is the hardest flute, second to the hardest flute in the world to play, and it's played by the Buddhist monks still to this day, and the samurais. It act as a music instrument, and then if you mess with them, it'd be a weapon.
Oh, wow, awesome. I wish I was a samurai.
I know.
When you mentioned that, I thought,
white samurai.
right.
Hey,
right.
Maybe that's your Indian name.
Yeah, that's my Indian name, white samurai. Like,
is it Indian? Is it Asian? Who cares?
Doesn't matter.
I'm going to go with the buffalo chip. All right.
Sitting back,
right,
and just kind of chilling, closing your eyes, just chilling with that.
Well, and he's telling you what that effect has on your body. I mean, how it relates to your
can you imagine
physiology?
You on Ambien and listening to that?
What's Ambien?
Ambien is a drug that he used to take.
Oh, my Lord. Is this Zolpidem? One of those 60s drugs?
No, it was legal. Sleeping pill.
It's a sleeping pill.
You haven't heard Ambien? That's very, very popular. It's a controlled substance.
No, I don't have issues sleeping. So.
Yeah, okay. Ambien, you'll have issues.
It's like they got to take that off the market. It's just unbelievably addicting and just. Yeah. Anyway, Zolpidem is the generic.
It's like I remember back in the 90s, they had those mini thins, those weight loss pills that everyone was snorting.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they were basically amphetamines.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're basically uppers.
Oh, this is just the opposite.
I wonder if that was accident. If they knew what they were doing.
I don't know, but I lost a lot of weight on it.
And I slept well, so.
all is well.
Absolutely. But now we're here, so yes. Sober and, yeah.
Okay. What's our next one, Ace?
Yeah, so the next one is the Japanese shakuhachi. If you can see the mouthpiece on there.
Yeah.
You know, some of them, huge. You can't just blow into it. You got to have, it's like the Japanese culture. You got to have the perfect armature. Your air's got to be perfect. You know, if the slightest movement of the head, the wind goes out and the sound goes out.
Wow.
So it's not like a guitar where as long as you pluck it, it's going to pluck.
You can fake it.
So forgive me if I'm a little
raspy.
You guys got me up pretty early in the morning. I'm a night guy.
Hey, how about you quit complaining? Just
Yeah, right.
This is showbiz,
hey,
buddy.
Hey, why don't you try?
This is hey, get the, my mouth's not big enough.
Get those effeminates going.
Get laughing playing the same
sorry. Wow.
You may enter the dungeon.
Do you ever do it for yourself? Like when you're stressed out, does it relax you too?
I've trained myself not to stress and have anxiety, but not playing the flute gives me anxiety. I literally have to play it every single day. Sometimes I'll play, if my wife's at work, I'll play for 4 or 5 hours.
It gives you anxiety, did you say?
No. If I don't play.
Oh, if you don't play, I feel like I gotta play. Yeah, right. Wow,
right. Almost like you don't get anxiety when you smoke a cigarette until you smoke a cigarette. And all of a sudden you need one. And yeah.
It truly
calms me. I mean, I could have the worst day. I can be stressed. And when I play, it's almost instantaneously. I mean, within a minute and a half.
Wow.
It's gone.
Awesome.
And that's why I love doing it for PSD and any type of mental disorder and anything like that, because it literally gets right into your brain and
I can see
it balances you out.
Fantastic.
It's going to be interesting to see how this works with your children, right? Because as parents, we stress out over kids that are, and if I wonder if this.
Well, I actually play for my grandchildren. So when my daughter had her baby, I mean, we're talking 4 or 5 months old. I mean, to call me up just crying and crying and crying. I'll start playing the flute and almost like within 10 seconds, gone.
Wow.
And then goes to sleep.
Okay. There's a revenue stream there, buddy. Because a lot of us will drive. We'll
teach
do
me,
anything.
Grasshopper. Teach me.
No, I'm just saying, we'll do anything to get our kids to sleep. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And they
like you're drive taking calls at 2 a.m.
Well, they can go on my YouTube channel and they can listen to it all night long on a loop.
Put the baby to sleep music.
Yeah.
You charge a lot for that.
Yeah, or your wife.
Ace, always great having you here. And once again,
always
folks, tonight, 7 o'clock. Although the doors and bar open at 6 o'clock, show is at 7. It's At The Tracks, presents Ace Champions Flute Meditation Concert tonight at 7 o'clock. Once again, 713 South Broadway. Yes. Now, you mentioned you have a food truck out there. One of yours?
Yeah. No.
Do you have one?
No. They tried to get me to do one, but I want no part of that.
Okay.
You know, or a restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah, I love doing what I'm doing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but they will be a couple food trucks out there, so they'll be able to grab some food, grab some drinks, get in that nice, relaxing mood, and then
That starts at 6. The food trucks and the doors open, and then 7 o'clock is when you
7 o'clock is
concert.
When the show starts.
$10. So. That's $10. Awesome. Yeah. Thanks for doing that. And this is going to be a fun event.
Thanks for all you do for the community. I know you do a lot
My
of things.
Pleasure.
For free or whatever. I don't want to promote that, but you've just done a lot of charity things.
It comes back. It comes back. Boomerang effect.
Awesome. There you go.
Awesome. You're a good man, Ace.
I try.
It's fun having you.
I think you guys are pretty cool, too.
So do we.
When we come back, Jacqueline Frank will be joining us from the National Railroad Museum. John Kaler, Veteran Spotlight, Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh. Back after this. You feel all right.
you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Think Hurricane Katrina, but in Brazil. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Brazil, including their major soybean and rice-producing areas, have been suffering through historical flooding. Joanna Calusi is a student at the University of Illinois and a Brazilian native. She went home and scoped out the damage for herself.
It is a very sad situation in my home state, Rio Grande do Sul, in the south of Brazil. The impact of flooding has been catastrophic, with at least 150 lives lost and over 100 individuals still missing. In addition, more than 800 people have been injured and over 500,000 people have been forced to flee their homes. It's compared to Hurricane Katrina, which struck New Orleans in 2005.
That's Joanna Calusi. She is a postdoctoral research associate in agriculture economics at the University of Illinois and a Brazilian native herself. She said what they're hearing within Brazil is that their major soybean growing regions have been impacted by the flood and lost approximately 3% of their total production. They've lost approximately 20% of their rice production because of that historic flooding. Markets in overnight electronic trade this morning trying to rebound after a very difficult Wednesday. Numbers are next. Sorting out fact from fiction. That's exactly where Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars are being invested this growing season. Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean specialist, says farmers are being approached with so many different products these days, it's important they get clear, correct information.
Because farmers are really getting bombarded with, you know, carbon farming, be able to improve soil health. But what does this really mean? It's kind of a big nebula. So we're really trying to say these indices are ones that farmers can use and rely on, and they have a relationship with soybean yield. And we've identified some of those. But the cool thing is now we're wondering what management strategies help alter or change those. So can we actually improve our soil health metrics? And one thing that we found in this initial data set is that we've seen actually long-term, and by long-term, I mean a minimum of 5 years of cover cropping, actually improve some of our soil health metrics. So that's important and exciting for farmers.
Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean researcher, taking Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars to the field. Follow the story at wisoybean.org. Barrel cheese on Wednesday dropped 2 cents to 196. The 40-pound block cheese was down 5 1/4 at 181. Another 2 3/4 cents drop in butter. We're now at 297.5 per pound. This morning, December corn still down 1.5, 477. November soybeans have gained 1 at 1198. July wheat's down 11.5 at 681. And June class 3 milk that goes to cheese down 2, right now at 1930 a hundredweight. Just a quick market snapshot for you on a Thursday morning. I'm Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 77. A few scattered showers possible on Saturday with a high near 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Melissa was my neighbor in L.A. Her husband, Jim, would break open these $100 bottles of wine they just have sitting around.
A friend of mine and I went to his friend's house. Her dad put like a $500 bottle of scotch down on the table and was like, hey, I got this for you guys. Like, go ahead. We're 18. We can't appreciate this. I've never had an alcoholic beverage in my life until my 21st birthday.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Summer, summer, summer.
Civic Media's next Text to Win contest is right around the corner. The Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win contest begins Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. with Mino and the Mayor. Tune in and text in for a chance to win. Prizes include Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a Scani Summer Staycation. Just download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and get ready to text in for your first shot to win the statewide contest Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Thank you very much, Ace Champion. He's got a great show going tonight, once again, at the Tracks, 713 South Broadway. Doors open at 6.
That's going to be great.
It's going to be fantastic.
And it's so unique, so different, right? And you get there, the food trucks are there, and you know, that's right under the Mason Street Bridge, right?
Yep.
On the east side.
Yeah. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. There is no longer a reason to wait to replace your windows and doors, because if you order today, you get zero interest for up to 48 months. That's right, up to 4 years with no interest. You only have until May 31st at Pella, so jump on it now. When it comes to replacing or upgrading your windows and doors, you want to feel confident that your choices will turn out exactly how you envisioned. Would it make more sense in your home to go with black frame windows or white? Whether your home is newer, classic, mid-century modern, or something truly historic, Pella design lets you virtually see what your home would look like with their new windows and patio doors before you buy. Vinyl, wood, or fiberglass, Pella has all the options to bring your vision to life, creating the perfect style for your home. Zero interest, free financing up to 48 months. Set your in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Love them. So, a lot going on in Green Bay, greater Green Bay, I should say. And one of the things that we have some national recognition besides our great football team is the Railroad Museum. That is a national railroad museum.
It is a national railroad museum.
Jacqueline Frank is joining us from
Jacqueline Frank is
national
the director.
Radio.
You are the director
radio.
Of that
railroad museum.
And not only is it a national, you're undertaking a huge expansion. So tell us about what's all going on there. Plus, you have some events coming up. I want to get to a few things.
Oh, yeah. We have so much going on right now. So we do have an expansion right now. We just broke ground on a 25,000 square foot piece that's going to be attached to our Lenfesty Center, which is kind of our climate controlled area. But there's going to be space for newly renovated trains, which we're doing all year round. There'll be space for 200 people. So for our education programs, for the community events, for special events, classroom space, a mezzanine for additional exhibit space. And then we're partnering with the DNR too. So we're doing some work outside as well to make sure that it's really good for the environment as well.
Wow. And you have so many events there. I mean, besides obviously the Eisenhower, and you got some just great trains that people can go take a look at. But yeah, I've been there for so many events, parties and fundraisers. It's just a...
I was at the last time I was there was at a wedding reception. It was a phenomenal venue for a wedding reception.
Right?
Absolutely. We do weddings. You know, we've had the Port Authority at the museum. We have corporate events. We do a lot of just regular public special events, too. That's actually one of our kind of our fundraisers for the museum. For example, we have Paw Patrol coming up June 7th through the 9th. And, you know, we'll have, you know, 500, 1,000 people a day coming in, see Paw Patrol characters. They get the opportunity to interact with firefighters and police officers and, you know, all the good guys in the area.
Are you guys going to do any more reenactments from World War II? Because I was there that one day and it was spectacular. It was unbelievable. It was almost scary. It was so realistic with these Nazis.
Yeah, these reenactors are amazing. They do so much history and they want you to see both sides of it. We don't have anyone scheduled, though, for this year.
Because even every piece of equipment was authentic. It was really, really cool to see. But, you know, one of the things, like I've told you this, I've never rode on a train. And that's one of the big disappointments of my life. I've never.
Well, you could ride on a train there.
You can.
No, it goes around. It's full size.
But what I'm saying is, what I think would be the coolest thing, when I read about these old teams, baseball, football, the Packers,
right,
going on trains, and they'd have those sleeper cars.
Right.
And I think that would be the greatest thing in the world, would be to sleep in a sleeper car. Have you ever done it?
I haven't, but okay. You know, that's actually one of the things we're planning on doing. So our expansion is actually the first of four phases.
Okay.
Phase three, we're going to add on, and we're restoring a sleeper car, and we're going to do overnight programs.
Oh, my Lord!
So you can.
Are you going to keep moving?
We are not going to keep
moving.
Oh,
that would help you sleep. I mean, I've done that before, and that is very cool. Just till you get that, and, you know, it's cool, right, with the train kind of moving. It helps you sleep.
That's what,
you know,
I mean.
I'm saying?
I think that would be phenomenal.
Right, it is. You know, you could do that, right? I mean, there's still a lot of trains that you can take with sleeper cars throughout this country.
Amtrak types, you mean?
Yeah.
Yep, Amtrak. You can go up to Canada as well.
Right.
Huge, beautiful.
I gotta do that. Why don't I do that?
That is a beautiful, to go along the Canadian, U.S. coast. Mm-hmm. Or you can just do something as simple as go from San Francisco down to San Diego, take the train there. That's a beautiful ride as well.
I know, but what I'm saying is, though, too, it's like how much fun that would have been covering a team back then. Because
sports writers
right, traveled with them.
Right.
And they got the bar.
And you
they
go
got
from
the
car
thing,
to car.
Playing. Exactly. I just think that sounds so cool.
It is pretty cool, those restaurants that are right in the
and
car.
And when you go into some of the things you guys have there, it's just you really conjure up exactly how it was for those guys.
Well, and that's what we're trying to do, too, is we're restoring all the pieces. They're all on a restoration schedule. And as we have funds and time, each piece gets done, and we do have dining cars. Actually, in September, we have a dining program where you can sign up and have a 5-course meal.
Wow! Yeah.
Amazing food.
That sounds cool.
And those are, that was really living. I mean, that was really living because you're traveling, you're having this 5-course meal in this beautiful dining car, and then you just walk back to your car, and you actually go out, you know, into another car. And it's just,
love it.
Trains are awesome. I mean,
I totally agree.
How is the attendance? I mean, trains, are they, not saying it faded away, but are they coming back? I mean,
I think trains are something that people are really nostalgic about.
Right.
People are really interested. I mean, we have over 100,000 people who come every year.
Wow.
Someone from the CVB told me that we were the second most visited site in the Green Bay area after the Packers, of course. So people are interested, and we get people from, you know, all 50 states every year, more than 40 countries.
Well, there's a group that are kind of fanatical about trains, right, aren't there? Isn't there?
Yes.
I mean, everything. I mean, Corvettes have that word, but there is a train segment, right?
There definitely is. There is a train enthusiast group all over the place. They have their favorite train. They have their favorite railroad. Very, very involved in the restoration of the trains and sharing that history.
And I think that's cool that we're on their radar. You know what I mean? Like, there's roller coaster enthusiasts, too. And it was nice that they never came here until, you know, what, 10 years ago. And that train thing, I know that people go to all these national museums. How did you become national? I mean, that's quite a recognition.
Well, we, in 1956, we were established.
Right.
In
1958,
the original founders actually went to Congress, and they were working with several of the senators. So we actually became congressionally designated in 1958. But it's an odd thing, because we were just, at that time, probably two pieces sitting in a city park out nowhere at the time. But these individuals, a lot of them were part of the Army. They had been in the military, working with trains in the Army during World War II. They knew the right people and talked to those people, and we got that national status really early on.
That's cool.
I didn't know that. I'm not sure I knew that was designated back in 58.
I didn't know it went that far back.
Me either. That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
And you built on that. I mean, you use that in your marketing, and I think that's what helped you secure. You've got some unbelievable pieces of, equipment, train, that you brought in. Even some of that's a little bit recent, right?
Oh, absolutely. We just got a new piece. It came from CN. It's an E8A, which I need to brush up on the facts on that one, but really unusual train. It has this kind of smooth nose to it. Absolutely beautiful. It was used as a passenger train. So we do get rolling stock in every so often. Canadian National has been a great partner, but, you know, just yesterday I was talking to Union Pacific as well as CBX about getting some pieces on too. So, I mean, we're truly national. We try to bring new things in all the time.
Can you do anything about getting the train on Shawano Avenue to move a little faster someday?
Yeah.
I would like that too. Ooh,
those guys are tough to work with.
Did you ever have a train set?
Yes.
Me too.
Yeah.
I always wanted one of those big ones. I had the small ones.
Oh, no, we had.
But some of those. Oh, you, of course you did.
We did.
Yeah, of course. Todd even. Yeah, of course he did. He had the big. Oh, he had tunnels.
Yeah, we did.
Under the Christmas tree, the Shetland pony. Yeah. Pony next to the tree.
That motorbike.
That train wouldn't have fit under the Christmas tree. It was the big pieces.
You had one of those. Yeah. I think those are cool.
I know. And I'm not sure what happened to it. I don't know if. You know, I was a kid when we had that, but it was the heavy stuff.
Wow.
I mean, it was the tracks that you could switch
laid
the tracks.
Laid on plywood or something then? Or, wow.
It was big, too, though. It took up a lot of space.
I think that's cool.
Had to put
do you
up,
have any of those over there?
We had to put
we
it over
do.
The pool table.
We have all sorts of things. We actually got this really great piece. It's a Buddy L train.
Okay.
So it's a model, but it's huge. The engine is probably 15 pounds.
Right. Oh,
it was
wow.
meant for outdoor use.
And, wow.
And, a huge favorite. People love coming to see that.
Wow.
Piece.
Yeah, what's your favorite train movie?
My favorite train movie. I like Some Like It Hot because we have a train that looks like the passenger car.
No kidding.
That's a great movie.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That is, Jim, have you seen that movie?
Come on
with Jack Lemmon and
Tony Curtis.
Tony Curtis. And they dress as women because they are trying to get away from the mafia.
No?
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't.
Come on.
I just need to get these guys moving on to something else. So. Oh, yeah, I saw it. It was great.
But you know, to me,
one of my favorites.
And I've talked about this before as far as with my memories of train was always either really excited or really sad because it was when my brothers would go off into the Army and we had the little train station in my hometown. Mm-hmm. And that was always the way they went. You know what I mean? So it's either they're leaving for years or whatever or returning home. So to me, train stations have always been kind of magical in that way. And I think you guys have done a great job at recreating some of that.
Well, and, you know, and that's what we're trying to bring back is some of that nostalgia, some of that interest in what that was like. But trains really are part of kind of our culture.
Absolutely.
It's part of the fabric of our day-to-day life. And we may not really realize it these days, but so many people talk about those kinds of memories. Or even today, you know, over 40% of what we get from, you know, Amazon is coming by train at some point.
So have you weighed in on the whole passenger rail? I mean, that gets so far discussed. I know Scott Walker wasn't crazy about it, but now it's back in the news of, I don't know, they're not going to get that thing up here by the NFL draft. I saw an article on that. I thought, like, okay, that ain't going to, maybe it will. I don't think it's possible, but what do you think about passenger rail? You must study that as well. Do you think that's going to make a comeback? I know President Obama very much wanted that.
You know, I think that's something, once you take something away, it takes a little while to bring it back again. I know that, obviously, I hear a lot about people wanting to bring it back. And, you know, I've talked to Mark Murphy a little bit about that. And I think it's going to be beneficial. You know, we've just had that new one that's going between Chicago all the way up to, I think, Minneapolis. And there's so many of us that are traveling all the time. Not everybody has a car. You know, gas prices go up and down. I think it's something that a lot of people want.
I would so love to get on a train right here in Green Bay and go to Chicago. I think that'd be phenomenal.
Yeah.
Instead of dealing with the traffic.
I like it from Milwaukee to Chicago. We do take that quite often. That's a good deal. But, you know, I'm a car guy, so I'm not the guy to talk to.
You'd be the guy racing the train. When you see the train gun, you'd be racing it. I know you.
I like
I
that.
Know you.
There was just that movie on where that, with Denzel Washington, that train, where that runaway train. Did you guys see that? And yeah, he's taking a train. He has to hook up to it because the train is going through Pennsylvania. It's going to make this big curve. He's got to slow it down. Anyway, the way he gets to the front car is a truck takes the guy on the and beats
and
the
jumps
train.
Up. Oh, no kidding.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. Back to you, Jack.
But Jack, one last quick thing for you guys. So with your big, you got the fundraiser going and everything, but what are some of the other exciting things now with summer starting?
Well, summer starting, Paw Patrol, obviously coming up. Anyone who loves Polar Express, tickets are going to go on sale in July on
That's
the
really
27th.
Popular,
so here's the notice for everyone. 10 o'clock, July 27th, Polar Express tickets are
outstanding.
Available.
Is that your most popular thing?
It is, absolutely.
Yeah, that's huge. All right.
And to get out there, it's not that expensive to go, and you can spend, well, depends on your interest, but hours out there. There's just so much to see.
Just wandering.
What I really enjoyed one time, you did a display on graffiti on train cars, and that's just a cool thing.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and that's actually considered an art form. I mean, clearly there's graffiti that shouldn't be happening, but that was something we wanted to explore. We look at everything.
I'm always fascinated by that. I really am. I wish, you know, if I was in the 30s, I would have been a hobo. I would have rolled the rails. I'm serious.
I think, I really you, I think you could do it today.
I was just really saying, what's with the 30s?
I do, too. I've always thought that would be so much fun.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would like to do that.
Yes,
that
absolutely.
Would be a cool, I mean, really, what a life. Just, if you're going from city to city, where, you know, you're kind of homeless, but you're actually seeing the country. Anyway.
Best train stop, city of New Orleans, or no?
I think so.
Okay. All right, there you go. Jacqueline, Frank, thank you so much. National Railroad Museum, you guys just have a phenomenal place out there. What a great part of our community.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
You bet. Anytime. We'll be back with John Kaler talking Veteran Spotlight in just a bit.
Look at me, I'm going somewhere. I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicken train, yeah. Look at me, I'm going somewhere. I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicken train, yeah.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m., on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back. Mido the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WSS and the Civic Media app. Nice morning out there. A little chilly, 45 in Green Bay, 52 in Appleton, 45 in Oshkosh.
Did you see this text that just came in?
I did not.
Thank you for introducing me to the Tarleton, which is great. That's a great venue, you know, right on Walnut and Broadway. And it seats about 200 people. Just a great place to see some intimate shows, theater, music. Anyway, as I was scrolling through the events, this is from one of our listeners, I saw and thought, what a great pals night for John to introduce Pulp Fiction to Jim.
I agree.
So, which I couldn't get into that movie.
So look at this. But, Wednesday, June 26th.
Oh, you got it. Okay. He sent that to you.
Now
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. From Sue. Thank you, Sue. Dinner and a show, the classic combo. The Tarleton is proud to show the classics on our historic screen, paired with a themed dinner and beverage special. Pulp Fiction, Wednesday, June 26th. $5 pre-sale, $7 at the door. I'm there.
I might be there, too.
And I think you should be there, too.
I might be there.
I think you should be there, too.
Different place, seating, but yeah.
All right. Straighten up. A Marine just walked into the room.
Yes, I saw that.
Big John!
How you doing?
How you doing, buddy? So great to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you, too. It's been a few
years,
huh?
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Boy, we did so many things together, and now...
It sounds like you're having fun.
I'm having a blast.
And it sounds like
John, introduce yourself.
Okay. Good morning, John.
Okay, good morning.
Yeah. John Kaler is our veteran spotlight for the day.
Yeah, my name is John Kaler. I'm originally from Milwaukee and went in the Marine Corps when I was 17 and was one of the best experiences of my life.
Well, you had a little bit of a tough life, didn't you, before then?
And you kind of you got a good memory. Yes, I did. I was born in the projects and kind of worked my way out of there. My dad left when I was 14, and my mom raised us four kids on her own, and didn't do too well in high school. Matter of fact, I did pretty bad, and ended up dropping out and saw the dress blues at the post office and signed me up.
Gets them every time.
Oh yeah, it was the best move I ever made.
Turned you into the man you became, didn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Just thank God for that, because, you know, the other...
Alternative, what could have happened.
Could have been tough on you.
Absolutely, and I needed a change, and I wanted to get out and see the world a little bit, and that training, that 13 weeks of boot camp always come in handy. You know, times get tough. You think there's nothing you can't do if you made it through that.
So still today?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. It's instilled. Yeah. For a lifetime.
Wow.
Yeah.
The only difference is I can't swear at you these days.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you ever DI swear at you, John?
Oh, I've been called some interesting names. Yeah.
Well, John, how did you devote your life then? You served in the Marines right during the Vietnam War, basically. Yes. And tell me a little bit about your experience. And obviously, okay, you left high school or you left school and everything and joined the Marines that helped shape you into the men. But a lot of guys do that. And then they, you know, go get a quote unquote regular job. But you've wanted to devote your life to helping people that serve in the military. Where did that come from?
I'm not sure. I think a lot of it came from the Marine Corps and my background. I mean, I definitely came from the other side of the tracks, and I have, some empathy for those that struggle. I ran a program called Reflections of Vietnam, and we get into a number of different high schools and that kind of thing. And I would always try to address the students that, you know, you're struggling. That doesn't mean you're going to be at the bottom all your life. And, you take a look sometimes at the valedictorian and the high school athletes and whatnot. No reason. Sometimes people are elite developers.
Well, another thing, though, too, John, is with your Marine training, I've got a feeling that you didn't grow up with a lot of accolades and a lot of things like that. Okay. But a personal accolade is when you they took me down to Marine boot camp to video, you know, a bunch of stuff. And I'm watching those guys climb that was a stairway to heaven or something. And there's no safety net. And you're climbing up to about the top of the Schreiber building here, Jim. And these logs or telephone poles are different distances. And it's like, I don't think I could ever do it, but the guys always say, well, you will do it because the DIs just will. You don't have a choice. So it's like, for that sense of accomplishment, to look at something like that and say, no way, and then to do it, that has to stay with you, doesn't it?
Yeah. And that's kind of what I was saying before. It's, all your life, if you really apply yourself and if you're in see a barrier, you either go under it, over it, or around it. It really does stick with you. And now they do it a little bit differently as far as the physical things go. Before you go in, they tell you what your physical, what kind of shape you need to be in and whatnot. So they prepare you. I was in horrible shape when I went in and I struggled. But again, you don't want to fall behind, you have your peers that you want to keep up with.
And then you could tell yourself, holy crap, I can do this.
Right.
Yeah.
Both physically and mentally.
Yeah,
though.
That's
where they challenge you and make you better in both.
And the mental thing is really just as important as the physical thing, too. It's at times it gets to be rather humorous, but you can't laugh. So,
you know what? I was amazed at, John, how you guys could understand anything. Because they had me, it was the local recruiters, Marine recruiters, wanted me to come down and do a video for them. So I was right there at the yellow footprints. When the kids come off the bus.
Cool.
And you want to see somebody's world change in a small amount of time. Yeah. And then, but these DIs, they're yelling at them. I couldn't understand a word they were saying.
Yeah.
So how could, and if these kids screwed up, they were right. Two of them would get right in their face. How did you understand what these guys were yelling?
Instinct, I guess, if you didn't hear
survival.
What they were saying, you'd get a foot someplace or something. And now they don't, they're not quite as physical anymore as what they once were. And I don't think they do a lot of swearing, at least.
I don't think they do any.
Yeah. So they've taken all the fun out of it now. And it was, when I look back on it, it was all for our own good that they were doing that for us. They knew we were going to be going to war, and you needed to be tough. And they put you through that training, and some guys had it a lot worse when they got over to Vietnam. And, that training came in handy.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's amazing how difficult that was on you. You're just a kid, and you have no ill feelings toward that training. I mean, that's very, very hard on a kid, right? I mean, you didn't...
It's the hardest thing that I ever did in my life, and I think that's why it stuck for so long. And I would recommend it for, anybody that's, especially somebody that's kind of lost. You want to find yourself, and, it's a sociological melting pot. You've got, you know, the poor kids, the rich kids, the kids from California, Texas, and you're all together and you're all green. And
all treated the same.
Know, all treated the same, pretty much,
And you make a good point in that I think sometimes kids are looking for things and sometimes they find the wrong group or the wrong organization. And boy, you can't go wrong in the Marines.
We're John Kaler, our veteran spotlight. We got lots to talk about.
Go over this.
Stay with us.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time when we take a look at the very important topic of mental health. It is May, which is Mental Health Month. Be with us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.